Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I think spring is almost here.
I know it. It is almost here. And I looked at the calendar the other day and I didn't realize it, but Easter is early this year. It's at the end of March instead of into April. I think it's like the last Sunday in March is like the 31st, and then that's Easter. So it's like, oh my goodness, it's like all of a sudden we're in like hyper overdrive. It seems like we shouldn't be talking about Easter until, you know, another month or so, but it's creeping up. Spring is almost here.
Everything is already starting to move fast. The year is just getting rolling along.
I
can't believe it.
Wow.
And Valentine's Day is just a couple of weeks away.
Yep.
I mean, everything's getting started good.
It is.
Candy will be on the way.
You know, I've already seen the Valentine's treats. Like you go into the bakery and they have all the red and the pink and all the
oh yeah,
the stuff all decorated. The candy's all out. I've even seen some Easter candy in some of the stores as well. So they're like side by side. It's like Valentine's and then Easter right there. So it's all coming out.
They're wanting you to start buying candy now.
Yeah.
Go for the whole thing. That's what they're saying.
I'm kind of surprised we haven't seen Halloween candy yet.
Oh my word. I'm telling you, it won't be any good until we get there.
I know it. Pretty soon they're going to have like all the treats out like all year. You'll be able to buy like Christmas candy in August. It's coming. It all seems to be blurring all together all the year long. So it's weird.
Well, it's going to be a good time. That's all I can tell you.
It's going to be a good time. If you like Halloween candy, go out and get some next week.
Oh, yeah. But remember, where the hospital is to have your stomach pumped. Yeah, be sure and remember that. It might be important.
Oh, my word. That could be dangerous. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is...
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
So what are the big highlights from this week? Anything exciting?
Okay. We're still trying to get this policy wrapped up. You know, I mentioned it last week. It's the policy that was a lung cancer case. It's a short-term. It's a 40% profit.
Jeez.
Now, anybody that doesn't want 40%, I need to hear from them. If you don't want to make 40%, I mean, you need your head examined, frankly.
Yeah.
But anyway, we still have some spots open. I'd like to get this finished up. And, you know, we escrowed for 60 months.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you talk about having a cushion. This has got a cushion. The man is really sick. A friend of ours, a good cancer doctor here in town, said, "Let me look at your life expectancy just for the fun of it." He said, "Faye, this is not a 25 to 32. This is a 12 month." He said, "I don't believe the guy will go but 12 months."
Really?
When he looked at all the things wrong with him. So I was impressed by that. But anyway, it's a good policy. If you don't already have an account with us, you can open an account. We'll send a check in. We'll get you started. We'll open your account. We'll put you in this policy.
Wow.
So now, if you already have an account and you don't have any money at Nevada Trust, you can send a check in, and we'll take care of that. You can put extra money in your account or transfer it from one of your other accounts to this account. There's all ways to do it. But I think it's a policy that everybody should be looking at. And if you're not already doing business with us, this would be a good time to get involved, open an account, and get in this policy. You're not going to get one any better than this.
Yeah.
And if you're not making 40% somewhere else, I think this would be a good time to get involved.
Is this the one that's, I can't remember. Is this the one that's like $5 million, something like that?
This is a $3 million policy.
Okay.
And they're making 40%.
Wow.
I mean, and we've got 60 months escrowed. So we've covered everybody every way in the world.
Wow.
And if he dies in 23 months, or if he dies in 32. It's not going to make any difference. You're going to get the 40% if he dies in 6 months. Doesn't matter. You make 40% on this policy.
You know, and that's
so it's one of the best deals we've had for the year.
You know, and you've been waiting for a policy like this for a while, and then all
of
a sudden
we have been waiting so long to get a policy that's just great, that's not just ordinary, but that has a really great return. So I would thank anybody that has just been sitting there hoarding their money with us. I mean, they've got their hand on the money, holding it down, and have not spent a dime in 2 or 3 years. This would be a good time to get in a policy and make this 40%.
Yeah. I mean, 40%, you don't run across that every day. This is, it's kind
of. No. How many other things that you know right now can you make 40% on? You tell
nothing.
Me.
I can't think of anything.
I can't think of anything. Most people are looking at 5%.
Yeah.
Everything I've seen, people are making about 5.
Wow. Yeah, so 40%, that's a big deal. And with the $3 million policy, that's another big deal. So this is one of the big ones that that you hope for really at any time, but especially to kick off, you know, the new year with something like this. It's a really big deal. I'm kind of surprised there's actually some spots available. I know when you were talking about it last week, you were like, you know, boy, this is really going to go fast. And it sounds like it started to, but you know, man, this is, and maybe it's just, you know, people, they're, they don't check their email, or they haven't seen it yet, or they're out of town, do you think, or?
We have a lot of people that do not check emails. It's unfortunate, but we have people that don't even check them, and then we can't find them, and then we're going, oh my gosh, well, we're just going to have to go on to somebody else, and that's what we do lots of times.
Yeah.
But I thought I would bring it up because there's still some slots available. We're going to try to get it closed by Wednesday, so if people need to open an account, we can get it done real quick. Or if you've already got an account with us and you've been just kind of hoarding your money, now I think would be a good time to let go a little bit and put some money in it.
Why do people lock down their money and not get into policies? Do they have a strategy?
Well, different things. Different things. They get older. That could be it. They could have some policies that went over, and that's, you know, got them stopped.
Hmm.
So different things can do it. You never know. And I've got people that have went in this policy that haven't went anything in a long time.
Oh,
and I've got some people that always go in policies, and they said no. So you don't know how people are feeling. You don't know what their situation is month by month, okay? So you really can't figure it out. It's just, you know, ask them if they want to do it. If they do, let's get them in it. We don't have a lot of time on this one.
All right. Because, yeah, I know you were talking about kind of like at the, I think it was the end of last year, you were talking about how there are some people who, for whatever reason, haven't gotten in policies, but the people, the investors who are the most successful over the years are the ones that are in the most policies, understanding that some will go over, some will come on time, and then some will come in early. But it's really the nature of the whole investment itself. It's a long-term thing. It's a wide-scope kind of an investment. It's not necessarily you're in one and then you go ahead and get out and move on and retire, whatever. It's a long-term thing, and the more diversified people are, the more successful they'll be, right?
That's right. You have to be diversified. You can't have 2 or 3 policies and do real well. You've got to have enough that if some go over, you've got others coming due all the time. And we also had another maturity this week.
Oh.
Bring that up. Yeah, we had another maturity, $350,000 one. And it was a lot less than was expected. It came in earlier than what we would have thought it was going to do. So that's happening all the time. We're having policies just come in early right now, a lot of them. So this is what, the sixth one? I think we're up to 6 now.
Yeah.
That have come in early. And we'll be getting it off to get the death certificate and get it going.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. I mean, investors love that, you know, because
they
you get
do.
The same profit no matter what. Even if it comes in 6 months early, they still get the same amount of profit.
They're still going to make their money. And again, it came in early, and we were notified that they died a couple of weeks back. So that's, you know, a really good thing.
Mm. Wow.
And I was going to look here. We did it October of 22, October 24th.
Oh, wow. All right. And
yeah.
How long was it supposed to be?
I believe it's 2 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, wow. So that's fairly significantly early then.
You're yes, it was.
Like 6-8 months-ish, if my math is right. I'm trying to do math on the fly. This is never a good thing.
Yeah, it was a 34-month.
Oh, wow.
L.A. They thought it was, yeah, 34 months. And died on January 28th.
Oh, wow. That is quite a bit early.
He was 35 years old.
Oh, my word.
It was a bad lung cancer.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. His name was Funkalafa. It's a hard word.
Wow.
I don't know what nationality he was, but it was Funkalafa.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah. And so we did it October 24th of 22. It was a 34-month. He died January 24th. So the people that put 53,000, and let's see, they invested 60,000. They're getting 80,483 back.
Wow. So that's a little 20. Oh, I'm. See, I'm trying to do the math, and it's no good. It's not working for me. It's nice. It's a nice return.
Yes, it is.
That's what I'm trying to get.
Well,
the
return is $20,000.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Let me just say, they're making $20,000 on this.
I'm like 60. No, 80 minus 60, and I'm like, oh, why is it so hard this early on a Saturday? I don't get it.
So, yeah.
Wow.
But, yeah, it's just an amazing thing. So everybody that put 50,000 in, no, I said 60, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, they put 60,000 a piece in, they're getting 80,431 back.
Wow. That's amazing. That's pretty good. And the thing is with the life settlement, you don't have to do anything. Once you're in the policy, you literally, when it matures, that's kind of it. You don't have to like call somebody or do something. It's not a lot of engagement that has to happen. You're not like moving things around or, you know, any of that. It's just, you're pretty much in. And then when it matures, you get paid, and that's it. It's very low involvement for what people have to do. It's not like the stock market where you're trying to move pieces around or, you know, there's always something that's changing. It's pretty consistent, really from top to the bottom with a life settlement.
Okay, the return was 34%.
Yeah. See, I know we couldn't rest until we had the final number.
No, we had to have that information. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, 34% profit. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
But yeah, and all these that are coming due right now have got a great profit. And, again, a lot of these people are in different policies right now that are coming due. Mm-hmm. So I've got several people that are in at least two of these.
So if you had a new investor come over and they wanted to maybe either get into, you know, the policy that's out there now or, you know, a policy that may be coming in the next couple of weeks, how long would it take for somebody to normally get set up, get into a policy and get going, generally?
Well, usually it takes a couple of weeks. You know, when they're just writing a check and everything, it's really quick. If we're having to transfer money, it will take at least 2 weeks. But if they're just writing a check, filling out the application, getting on board, getting their account set up at Nevada Trust, you know, we can do that pretty quick. So it depends which money they're bringing. Or if they're just making a transfer from their bank to Nevada Trust, that's really quick.
Okay.
So a check or transfer is quicker than if we're taking money out of an IRA somewhere or money out of a brokerage account. That takes a little longer.
Okay. For people who are already in and just and I'm kind of asking because people who are in policies already and our current investors, they already know how this works. But for new investors who maybe aren't in life settlements yet and they're kind of wondering generally how does the process work, for those who are already set up, how long would it take for them to get into, say, the policy that's available now? Is it just a quick phone call?
If they're already set up and they already have money in their account, it's no problem at all. We just transfer it over. Then when the contracts are ready, they sign their contract and they're finished.
All right. So it's a very, so very fast.
If you've already got an account with us, it's easy. I mean, really easy. Okay. And we had a lot of people on this that said, just take it out of my account. Or if they said, I'll transfer money from my checking account. We did that. So there's all kinds of ways to do it. Remember, for people that don't know this or don't remember it, all the money goes to Nevada Trust. Your account has to be at the bank. The checks are never made to us. All checks are made to Nevada Trust. And they hold the money. They make the premiums for us. They get the payout when the person dies. The check comes to the bank, and they put it in your account. So we have a lot of safety features on everything we do. We've been doing this all these years. We've never deviated.
Yeah. And it just kind of, for those who aren't quite sure what that it means, to interpret that, it means that their money is safe. And there's not like a guy that's walking around with a check in the loose, you know, running to the store with it in his pocket or anything like that. It's all very secure and very, very safe. And that's really it's a big concern, especially when we're talking about, you know, the money that we're talking about. We're not like talking about, you know, 50 cents here or there. We're talking about, you know, pretty significant dollar amounts, and to know that it's safe and secure and pretty much locked down like that, it's a really big deal. And people, I'm sure, you know, especially new investors can rest assured with something like that. So
that's right, because, you know, if anybody's on the internet and reads anything anymore, they see that several of these big brokerage companies, the guy took their money.
Yeah.
$5 million. He took money out of everybody's account. He told him he was transferring it to a special account, and he put the money in his account.
Oh, geez.
And they're going to have to make it good. So, you know, it's always good to have some safety features.
Yeah.
Any brokerage house should, and they could, but they don't. They don't have safety features.
No.
And I don't know why. It would be a prudent thing to do.
Yeah, it seems like every, I don't know, so often you always come out with a story about, you know, some you know, agent someplace at a brokerage house, you know, found some scheme and scam and been, you know, stealing money for years, and it's just,
and
like
nobody catches it.
Yeah.
This guy stole it over a 3 or 4 year period,
yeah,
before they finally caught it, when people finally woke up, realize their money's not there. My gosh, if you would just check it, you know, on a monthly basis, when you're in a brokerage house, you can see if the money has gone down. But they don't. And unfortunately, sometimes these things happen.
Yeah. And it's just like, you know, with something like that, you know, you got two things. One, you have the standard, you know, market concerns that people are always worried about. Is the bottom going to fall out? Is the recession going to hit? Is the depression going to hit? Is, you know, are they going to lose, you know, tons of money overnight? Then you've also got the internal thing with the actual, you know, potential shadiness of the actual agent themselves. So you got a couple of different things here that people, you know, should worry about and do, and sometimes find out too late. But with life settlements, none of that is in place. It's all secure. There's no guy, there's no market conditions don't affect the value of a life settlement. It is what it is, no matter what happens anywhere, really.
And what we like is the investment is in a life insurance policy of someone that's got cancer. It's a cancer case that we're investing in. When we're talking about 40%, everybody that doesn't know us may be saying, 40%, what are we investing in? We didn't say that. It is in a life insurance policy that the person has cancer. We're buying their policy. And this one, we bought it at a good price. He turned it loose. He's pretty sick. So when we invest in a life insurance policy, you know you're going to get paid. there isn't anything safer than a life insurance policy that I know of, frankly.
Yeah.
So when it comes due, the life insurance company, we send the claim into the company. They'll pay the claim.
And the reserves are on hand, too.
That's right. They have plenty of reserves on hand. It wouldn't matter how big a policy we've got. They can cover it. It will be covered.
So it's not a thing that, hey, this policy is due, but we're not really sure if we can pay it right now. So we'll catch you in 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that kind of a deal.
No.
It's not like the Roaring Twenties.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody could start a life insurance company.
Wow. Let's talk for just a second about annuities. Are bonuses still happening? Are they still?
Yes, we've got the 12% bonus. I think it's the best in the nation because remember, that first year you get the 12% bonus plus whatever it makes, plus the guarantees of the company. You know that your principal's safe. You know it's not going to go down. It's not like when you're in other investments and you have that risk. They've taken almost 100% of the risk out because you know your principal's safe. You know that the interest is locked in once a year. So you know that's safe. You know there's not a downside. If the market goes down, this just stays right there level. If the market goes up, we mirror the market. So you that's how you make your interest on it. Or you can go for a fixed rate. A lot of people go for fixed rate. If they go for fixed rate, there's no bonus in that. It's like a 5% just straight across the board. And one policy pays 5.6 for 5 years.
All right.
So it depends, how much money you really need to make. If you need to make more money, an annuity is the safest way. If you're getting older, again, an annuity can't be beat. We've had a lot of people call and say, Faye, I'm turning 73. I think I need to go into annuities. So we're moving money out of life settlements and moving them into annuities. So it depends your age and what your tolerance is.
Is it generally kind of like and I'm sure it probably changes, and there's probably people that, exceptions to the rule, but generally as people get into their 70s, do they usually switch from life settlements over to annuities? Is that a common?
Some people do, or they put at least part of their money in annuities.
Hmm.
Because if they need income right away, they can do annuities because starting in 12 months, you can start taking money out.
Okay.
And every year for 3 years, if you put extra money in, you get that 12% bonus every year for three.
Okay. Is it accurate to say that an annuity or with an annuity, you have the excitement of the stock market, but you don't have the
agony? You don't have the risk.
Yeah, you don't have the risk.
You don't have the risk.
Because if it goes up, it goes up.
It's never directly in the stock market. It just mirrors it all.
Okay. All right, yeah.
And if the stock market goes up, we've got 14 choices, 14.
Jeez.
And so we diversify it like 20-25% in each thing. And then at the end of the year, we see what it's made, if we have to adjust it, if we have to change it. But they'll lock in your interest once a year. And, it's averaged over 10% the last 10 years.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty good. It's a conservative investment. It doesn't have little bells and whistles and make you think you're going to get rich or become a millionaire overnight. It's just good, steady growth. And everybody loves it because there's not a downside. You're not going to wake up some morning and find out half of your portfolio's gone.
Yeah.
Or that you've lost all this money overnight. That doesn't happen. So the guarantees is what's really important. It's got so many guarantees on your principal, on your interest. It's a good, solid, solid investment.
How would you compare the two? Going back and forth between life settlements and annuities, how would you compare the aggressiveness of the return on each one compared to the other?
It's completely different. A life settlement pays more. Sure it does. Pays a lot more. But it doesn't give you that steady stream of income that an annuity does. It gives you interest like every 18 or 2 years, and you stack your interest up. So that's the big difference. Annuities gives you a good payout. You're going to get a payout every year or by the month, and so that's why it's different. It's a payout. It's like when people retire, they bring us their retirement money lots of times, and we put it in a long-term annuity.
Okay.
A guy brought me $1 million several months ago because they want guaranteed income.
All right. So
if you need income monthly or yearly, and as you get older, if you're worried about being sharp enough, you don't have to be sharp with an annuity. If you've got an IRA, they'll send you your minimum distribution every year. They keep up with that. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about forgetting. They take care of that. I've got a lady that's almost 90 now. She's still getting money out of her IRA with us.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. She's almost 90. And her children called me, and she's got three annuities, and they asked me about them. I said, well, we've paid out $150,000 on this one because it's her IRA. They said, we wondered where her income was coming from. I said, it's deposited in her bank every month. So she doesn't have to worry. Never did. She's got another annuity that she hadn't even touched. But the main one, she's been living on that for 15 years.
That's impressive. That's pretty cool.
It is cool because she hadn't outlived it. I've never seen anybody outlive an annuity.
And is this the one that you've talked about before? She's almost 90 and sharp as a tack.
Yeah, she has been very, very sharp. She's getting a little sluggish now.
Aren't we all?
But she's been up to par all these years, doing her thing. She was a national librarian.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, at the University of Texas.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, she is a very well-educated lady. But she had a lot of definite opinions, let me tell you. I would go visit her, and, you know, we always had different opinions on politics. And I would try to steer the conversation away from that. If there's a picket line, she'd have been in it. Let me put it to you that way.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, my gosh. But she raised three children, and all of them turned out like, her daughter is a doctor. The other two are pharmacists.
Wow.
And, yeah. So, I mean, she did a great job raising her children.
No doubt. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That is really great. How much investment knowledge does a person have to have to do? Let's kind of break it down. Let's do first annuities. I'm assuming you really don't really need a whole lot. You know, people in the stock market, they, you know, it's good to analyze the stock itself. You don't just kind of go into something. You don't flip a coin and say, hey, this looks like a good idea. You know, there's some analytics that goes into it. With an annuity, is there that kind of a thing, or is it just kind of like there, you get in, you kind of get paid regularly?
You just get in, you know your money's safe, you've put $250,000 in an annuity or whatever, and then you know you're going to get this payout every year, and you take your check every year to live on, and you don't have any other worries. It's all done for you. With life settlements, you've got to be on your toes a little bit to make your investments.
Okay.
You've got to still be sharp enough to read the life expectancy. If you don't understand it, it's okay. You can call. I have a lot of people call me and say, hey, go over the life expectancy. Tell me if I should go in it. I've got a guy that hadn't been investing in several years. We had a big policy company, had a great record. He called me and said, what do you think? I said, I think after all these years, yes. And the dadgum policy rescinded.
Of course.
after he went in it. I said, oh, my gosh. You know, he finally gets off the fence. He wants to do it. He's got $90,000 to put in it. He said, yes, transfer my money. We transferred it and had to give it right back.
Oh.
So, you know, you just never know what's going to happen in life.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. Okay, I'm going to try my best to streamline this and summarize this. So correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm kind of making this up on the fly. So for those who are comparing and contrasting, I'm talking about really, for the most part, new investors who are thinking, gosh, do I want to do life settlements or annuities? Annuities, the profits are a little bit lower, but the payout is consistent and it's regular. With a life settlement, the profits are a little bit bigger, but it may be, you know, 12 months, maybe 18 months. As far as when the payout happens, it changes. Is that accurate?
That's right. It does. It changes every time. The payout may be for 24 months, maybe 36 months. And most of the people have a lot invested with us on that. You know, we're talking about big money. They're consistent. You know, they've invested quite a bit. And so each time they get one, they rack it up. You know, I made this much more money this year, made this much. I've made $100,000 in interest this year. Or I've made $50,000. You know, they're keeping up with it.
Okay.
And it's exciting. I think both of them you can relax and wait.
Yeah,
you know, for your return.
It's not necessary to get up in the middle of the night, check your portfolio. It's there. It's fine. I suppose probably
some
people do,
yes.
But they don't have to. It's not like
and
the stock
remember,
market.
Both of these are life insurance products.
Yeah,
an annuity is written by a life insurance company. Our other investment is we're buying life insurance policies on people that have cancer.
Wow.
So both of them are from life insurance companies. That's why they're so safe. You know you'll get paid if it's invested in a life insurance policy.
Well, that's a good way to put it. I don't think you've said it like that before. Both of these are life insurance products.
That's right.
Boy, that'll put things in a clear perspective in a hurry. Wow.
That's right. So that's why it's a safer investment. I like it better than real estate. Real estate is really down right now. I know a lot of bad cases. I know there's some good ones still out there, but I know on some big loans, people, they're fixing to foreclose on them. There's a big builder that's went under. I mean, real estate, when it's good, it's good. When we have a bad year, you can lose your investment. You can lose your assets. So it can go wrong. It can go bad.
In a hurry,
In a hurry. And when they call all those notes, it's not funny.
No.
And the investors lose. That's what happens.
Yeah. All out panic.
So when you're looking at this, you're looking at life insurance products. They're a lot safer than anything in the world. You know that the life insurance companies are going to pay off. You know that you'll get your money. They're not going to discount it. They're not going to put you off and say, well, we'll pay it next year instead of this year.
You know, sometimes we get into conversations and we compare and contrast just so people can understand, you know, the difference between annuities and life settlements. But it's not a case of either or. You have plenty of investors that do both. They diversify across both platforms, right?
Yes. We have a lot of investors that are invested in both. Now, when they start out, when they're younger, a lot of them go just to life settlements. But now we have people coming in that are doing both because of their age or because they feel like it's going to be a safer investment as they get older because they don't have the uncertainty of when it comes due. The annuity is going to pay you every year. Like clockwork. It's a retirement vehicle. It's to give you your money plus your interest every year. It's simple. A life settlement is going to make a lot more money, yes, but the interest just piles up. And then, you know, you can take some of it out, you can spend it, or you can let it grow in a lump sum. It grows in a lump sum, not in a payout.
Okay. And most people will take a life sentiment when a policy matures. Usually, the ones that are most successful will reinvest into another policy. It's almost like leapfrog. You get paid, reinvest. Get paid, you reinvest. That's the one
that's exactly right.
Okay.
Because you're accumulating. The difference is this is an accumulation instead of a payout. You're accumulating interest money for your account for later on for retirement. So this is the accumulation period. The annuity is the payout period.
Okay. All right. For somebody who is, say, I don't know, 40s or 50s, and they wanted to, they've never done anything before in their life, and they all of a sudden want to get started, is it a good idea or maybe not a good idea if they were to do both for some short-term and some long-term investments at the same time? Somebody coming in 40s or 50s-ish age range. Is that good or bad?
Sure, they could do both. It depends how much capital they have and how much time they've got, like you say. They can do either one or they can do both. Now, then we're going to have some people come to us that cannot qualify for life settlements. And those people are annuity people, definitely. Because remember, you must be accredited to do a life settlement. So this is usually someone with a lot more assets and money. And to be accredited, you have to make at least $200,000 a year, or you have to be worth $1 million without your house. Okay?
Okay.
So this is one group of investors. But you've got the other investors that's going to come to us that may not be worth $1 million. So those are definitely annuity people.
Okay. All right. It's a pretty good overview of the entire strategy. So if anybody wants to get in or they want to get started or they're looking, maybe they're tired of the stock market and all the ups and downs and all the headaches, they're looking for something more conservative, more consistent, and not have to worry about, you know, if their portfolio is gone overnight or what might happen in the future, it might be a good idea. They can come in, talk to you, get started, ask some questions, however they want to proceed. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby, and your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
It's a very, very interesting story. It's about a lady named Elizabeth Servetti Plinky Topperwin. Now, that sounds like a long story. She was born in 1882. She died in 1945. But Elizabeth Servetti was a sharpshooter. She was born in New Haven, Connecticut. And she worked for the Winchester factory in New Haven.
Ooh.
And there she met the love of her life, Adolf Add Topperwin. He was a sales representative and an exhibition shooter for the Winchester Company. He's a native of Burney, Texas. He lived in San Antonio. So in 1903, they married. And their only child, Lawrence, was born in 1904. And Ad is what his short name was, gave Elizabeth her first shooting lessons. And he discovered right away she's a natural. Within a short time, as part of his act, she was shooting one-inch pieces of chalk from between his fingers and empty shells off his fingertips.
Wow.
Yes. She began working as a team professionally. Their first appearance as a famous husband-wife team was at the St. Louis World Fair. She acquired the name Plinky. She was, during her shooting lessons, after several tries, she shot a tin can, and it made a plinking sound. She said, "I plinked it," and that was the first use of the verb, now common in all shooting publications.
Wow.
And she's the one that named it the plinking. So she was called Plinky the rest of her life. Her career spanned 40 years. Their displays of expertise included shooting while standing on their head, while laying on their backs. They could break two targets simultaneously, one in front, one in behind, with the aid of a mirror.
Wow. Impressive.
Yeah. And she is impressive. Aerial targets included marbles, metal discs, apples, oranges, and eggs.
Eggs.
Yeah. Even, can you imagine what a mess that was? Not only did she perform spectacular, cross-pleasing stunts, she captured some shooting records in the process. She is the first woman in the United States to qualify as a national marksman with a military rifle.
Really?
First woman in the United States.
Cool.
And she's the first woman to break 100 straight targets at trap shooting.
Wow.
She repeated this feat 200 times with a 12-gauge Winchester Model 97 pump shotgun.
Oh, my.
Yes. She held the world record for trap shooting record of 1,952 out of 2,000 targets in 5 hours and 20 minutes.
Good Lord.
Trap shooting was her main interest. She was equally proficient with a pistol. The celebrated shooter, Annie Oakley, once said to her, "You're the greatest shot I've ever seen."
Wow. That's a big deal.
Plinky was well known in San Antonio and Texas bowling circles also. But and their son, Lawrence, was a newspaper man and artist. He died at the age of 36 in 1940.
Oh, wow.
During World War II, they toured all these military bases. Their last tour together was in 1943. And Plinky died in her home in San Antonio with her husband at her side. She's buried in Mission Burial Park in San Antonio. She was introduced and inducted into the Trap Shooting Hall of Fame in 1969.
Wow.
But that's quite a woman.
Yeah.
I read her story. I was so impressed. A woman getting all these awards in trap shooting. Her husband said she was just a natural when she started out.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
I'm very impressed. I didn't realize that she came up with blinking. I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was her, Plinky.
Wow.
And can you imagine? She was shooting 1-inch pieces of chalk from between his fingers.
I would be terrified, especially if I was the guy holding it.
Yeah. And then she did empty shells off his fingertips.
Unreal. I mean, it's not like you set it on the, it's one thing to set it on, you know, a table or put it on a barrel or, you know, something like, but you're actually like holding it, like between your fingers.
And
you
your
gotta
fingers,
have,
and she's going to shoot it out. Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Boy, you got to have a lot of trust that she's going to hit the target, not you.
She obviously could outshoot any man around.
Yeah.
And her career spanned 40 years.
It's amazing.
You imagine how good you would be if you've been shooting targets for 40 years?
Yeah, and to get accolades from like Annie Oakley, that's a big deal. That's really a big deal.
Annie Oakley says you're the greatest shot I've ever seen.
Wow.
I mean, and 1,952 out of 2,000 targets.
That's unbelievable. I just can't. Just it's like, okay, you might get lucky a time or two, but with that kind of volume, I mean, that's talent. That's not luck. That's not, I mean, that kind of consistency is a big, that's huge. Is there a museum for?
Yes, there is.
Oh.
All of her stuff is in a museum. It's just amazing to me, all the people that lived in the early years and what they could do. In 1882, she's born, and she was just a young girl when she met him in 1902.
Wow. Yeah.
And she started shooting immediately as soon as they were married.
And just had natural talent.
That's what he said. She was just a natural. And he saw all she could do, and she just kept doing it more and more and more. And how about standing on your head and shooting something?
I can't.
I'd be a little afraid of that, too.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
There's not a lot of people I would trust to shoot a target at me between my fingers. I don't know how to say that in a nice way.
But can you, she was a national marksman with a military rifle.
Golly.
That would be a scary thing.
Yeah. Just to stand there and have somebody, you know, pointing that thing at you. I'm just like, oh, my God. You know, so you got to have some confidence and some trust. And I mean, she's earned it. I mean, it, you know, she's that good, or was that
good. She was so good with a pistol, with a Winchester. It apparently didn't matter what it was. She could do it.
Wow. And we're talking about small targets, too, you know. Chalk.
It's... Yes, they were very small.
Wow. I'm impressed. I'm very, very impressed. I really want to go see all her, artifacts or stuff or whatever you would use, whatever word it is. But I really want to go see whatever there is in a museum someplace.
Yes, and to read more about her and see a lot of her things. But that's an unusual name, Topperwine.
Yes, yes.
I don't know what nationality he was, but it's a long name.
And what was his nickname? Ad? Is that what you said?
Ad was his nickname, and that's what he used.
Wow.
And, of course, they called her Plinky after she plinked that one deal.
How cool, Plinky. That's awesome. I didn't. I guess there's just little pieces that I didn't really know and put all together, but you know, having a more of a complete story, it really is very significant. It's very a big deal.
And can you imagine she started out at Winchester factory?
Yes, yeah. it's like she was. It's just she just naturally walked into it. You know, some of the times, you know, you'll have these trivia stories, and somebody will start out, you know, as like a Wall Street something or other, and then they'll end up as like a strawberry farmer, and so. It's just
there
a weird thing. But with her, right off the bat, I mean, she just like stepped right into it, and that was her destiny from really the beginning.
That's right. From word go, she loved shooting, and how many people could say, you know, I made it a career, 40-year career.
That's amazing.
Yeah, an amazing woman.
Super talented and a pioneer, really. I would call her a pioneer. You know, setting a lot of
yes, she was
women's records.
I mean,
yeah.
In 1903, I just can't imagine any woman being able to do all this.
I can't either. And imagine, I'm sure probably a lot of the men were maybe a little bit jealous, envious. I don't know what the word would be, but you know, to see that, it would be impressive to see. That's for sure. But boy, she could outshoot men with her eyes closed.
That's right. And probably did lots of times. Probably didn't even have her eyes open as good as she was. But a 1-inch piece of chalk between your fingers is a little scary.
I'm just sitting here. I'm holding my pen between my fingers right now thinking, okay, this is about the size of what a piece of chalk would be between my fingers. And I'm standing here and somebody would be aiming at this. And I'm like, wow, you got to have a lot of confidence. And she hit the target. It's just, that's impressive.
Yeah, you
really
better
cool.
Really know the person that's shooting because you could end up without some fingers.
Yeah, you could. Oh, my goodness. How impressive. Plinky. That's awesome. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
I'm sure most of us are impressed with our own abilities, but I'm sure she had the record to back it up. So.
That's right. She had many records on her shooting that people have not even surpassed.
I know it. They still stand today, those records. So
yes, they do.
Very impressive. Okay, let's talk. You went over real quick the accreditation that's necessary with a life settlement. But what about the risks? There's two big risks that we always like to go over. What's the biggest?
That's right. The biggest risk would be if it goes over, you're going to owe some premium. So you have to always know that. The other thing is you cannot take your money out till it matures. Remember, the cash is locked up in your policy until it matures, and then you get paid your principal and your interest all in a lump sum.
Okay. Let's see. Is there anything else that people need to know about life settlements?
The minimum investment is $100,000, and again, you must be accredited to participate in it. It's different on an annuity than it is a life settlement.
All right. What about annuities? Any kind of accreditation?
Okay, annuities, the requirements are not as hard.
Right.
You don't have to be worth $1 million, and you don't have to make $200,000, okay?
They still look at, like, expenses and profits.
Oh, yes, they're going to look at your expenses, how much you've got. If you've only got $50,000 to your name, they're not going to do it. You have to have some solid investments and enough money to pay all your bills and to have a nest egg. You've got to have that.
Okay. For risks for annuities, there really aren't any, I don't think, right?
I really don't find any because, remember, your principal, your interest is safe. It's guaranteed. There's not a downside to an annuity. As long as you do a fixed indexed annuity, you're safe.
Okay. And both of these, whether it's annuities or life settlements, it's not one of those where you're going to swing for the fence. You're going to get into one either policy or one annuity. It's not like you're going to get rich overnight. It's a long-term strategy.
It's a long-term strategy. It's very realistic. It's very conservative. Nobody's going to make you rich or tell you they're going to make you rich.
Is there a point,
though? People are telling you that on investment kind of walk back.
Yeah, that should be a red flag.
It should be.
It's not for some people. Is there a point where it's either too early or too late to get into? Let's split them up. Let's do life settlements first. Is there a point where it's either too early or too late to start with a life settlement?
Not really. Not on a life settlement. Annuity is a different story. They're not going to write you an annuity over 80.
Okay.
You have to get it before then.
People do set up annuities for different things. Like, obviously, they set them up for themselves. But they also set up things for, like, their kids, for, like, college and stuff like
that.
That's right.
We do a lot of that. We do. I have people all the time that say, look, I want this person included on annuity. I do not want this person to inherit. And you can do all that with an annuity. You can pick and choose your beneficiaries. And I have people all the time that have not taken care of who's going to get their money. I had a case the other day where the daughter and the son were arguing about who was going to take the man's assets. If he had done this right, there wouldn't be any question, there wouldn't be any fighting or lawsuits when the man dies. But you have to have this set up. If you're with us, it's all right, because we're going to make sure you've got your heirs down, your beneficiaries are written down, and nobody else can come in and get it. Nobody can say, oh, I get that. That's my asset. I want that. Whatever is inside the annuities goes to specific people. You can't mess with it. But I see people every day. They have not got all this lined up. They don't have annuities, and they have not made it plain who's going to get their money. And then they get sick, and everybody's trying to get the assets. So, oh, here, I'll take my dad's assets over here. The other one says, well, I'm the older child.
Mm. Yeah.
And you're just getting a battle, and it's not right.
Jeez.
Don't argue over somebody's money or their assets. Get it laid out right. Make sure they've got a will, a power of attorney, and get it in writing. Don't go through all this and fight your relatives.
Yeah, it never ends well for anybody. And correct
me
if I'm wrong.
It doesn't end well.
Annuities are not part of the estate, right? It's a separate thing?
No, it's a separate thing. You can get it right away. In other words, if your estate, if they're fighting over it, that's all right, let them fight. But if you've got an annuity, whoever it goes to, they can get it right away.
Okay.
It's not going to be held up in court.
All right. There's really, I mean, it's locked in. It's solid.
It's etched in stone. Yeah, it's a separate deal completely.
All right.
A separate asset.
Okay. For anybody that wants to get started, maybe they're, you know, thinking about it, what is the absolutely, I know you kind of touched on it a little bit with life settlements, but what is the minimum investment for both?
$100,000.
Okay.
It's $100,000 for each one.
All right. And you said it doesn't take long at all to get people set up. Just kind of depends if they're moving things over, if they're writing a check, or, you know.
That's right. Depends how they're bringing the investment to us. If they're bringing their money in a check, it's easy. If it has to go from a brokerage company, it takes a little longer.
Okay. But it's a simple process. You walk people through it. You do it all day, every day.
We walk them through it every day.
All right. Cool. Okay. So I assume you have availability for people to call and make an appointment this coming week, right?
That's right. We'll be talking to people every day.
Cool. All right, Faye. So one last time for people to call, make an appointment, ask questions, get started, whatever they want to do, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.